You're listening to the Tea and Kool-Aid podcast. Subscribe to us on your mobile, tablet, or CPU. Indulge yourself in a show about nothing.
But it's hilarious because they talk about everything.
Welcome to the number one podcast in thought-provoking laughs.
You can trust me on that.
I'm British. I'm smarter than you. I pronounce it tomato. Please, without further ado, welcome to another edition of Tea and Kool-Aid. You are now listening to Masters at Work, Chanel B, and Anthony Oliver Varner.
Shut up and sit down.
Yo, 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 what's going on? This is Anthony Oliver Varner.
And this is Chanel B.
And you're listening to another edition of Tea Kool-Aid. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm happy.
You're happy?
I'm happy.
All right, so this actually is going to be episode zero. So I know just day-to-day operations, people have been like, hey, what does Tea Kool-Aid mean? What's a podcast? What are you guys trying to do? What are you trying to say? Is this a comedy podcast? Is this a serious podcast? Are you motivating? Who the hell is Chanel? Why did you decide to do a podcast? So we're going to answer as many of those as possible right now for episode zero. Let you know what Tea Kool-Aid is all about, what the meaning is, and we're going to have fun doing it.
We should.
Yeah. Well, I think we always have fun.
Yeah, I know we always have fun.
Yeah, we're over here, sitting here. We're drinking our Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl.
We're getting White Girl wasted as we speak.
I really wish they'd sponsor us.
Yeah.
You guys having marketing problems? Well, yeah. Guess what?
You need to sell?
We've had a bottle for every podcast we've done so far.
You had what?
I think we've had a bottle for every podcast we've done so far.
Oh, look, we have like,
isn't that sentimental?
Tradition.
That's what I'm saying. We should just start saving the bottles and like just like writing like
initial.
Yeah, the date.
Skinny Girl.
Yeah, I know. Skinny Girl part 12.
Well, that would have been hilarious. Like if like you would see like our faces and then it was like Skinny Girl part 12. Yeah. Like I would click on it.
Yeah.
I would think like, you know what, this might be clickbait. But yeah. I just want to see.
Yeah.
But no, that's not what we are. We just like Skinny Girl.
It's a big-ass black dude drinking Skinny Girl margaritas.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
She said it was good for my diet.
I know, right?
I'm going to the gym after this. I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to get swole.
I'm going to do sit-ups till I throw up.
Skinny Girl margarita and getting swole. It's awesome. Rock on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Protein powder.
Where the white women at?
Where's my shaker? I'm going to just put some protein powder in my Skinny Girl.
You got to do two scoops, bro.
Double down.
Get the gains. Get the gains. 19-inch pythons. No. All right, so.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the topic, though.
What we are.
So what we're really talking about is, what is Tea Kool-Aid?
Let's talk about you first. Let's say, let's just talk about you and where you come from.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Don't get too, like, philosophical on me. Like, I don't want
to
get, yeah.
I do have a tendency to do that. I don't want to, yeah.
It's not, I'm not Descartes. Yeah. I just want to know where you come from and why we're doing this.
I like to think I'm a spiritual person.
Get a yoga mat over there.
Yeah. Start crying. <I know.
laughs> Holding the bottle of Skinny Girl very closely.
You're my only friend. So about me, I'm Anthony Oliver Varner. I'm just breaking into the comedy industry, doing stand-up and everything. So having a blast with it. Everything's been super fun. Decided to do the podcast because I felt that it'll be, I don't know, I can cast a better or a bigger net in order to get more people to follow me for comedy. So I decided I needed some diversity, and I was like,
let me
who's
find
diverse?
A white girl who's not totally white.
No, I was like,
but looks mostly white.
No, I was like, I'm gonna pick Chanel because she's ambiguous as shit. You don't know what she is.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I'm gonna, from now on, like, I don't think I'm gonna tell anybody either, yeah. Like, what I am.
You're just going to let them guess?
I'm just going to, yeah. And if they guess, like, I'm going to write it up on the board. Like, okay, oh. So they've got that race, right?
There you go. That could be a game.
Because, like, I'm so yeah. many things that, like, yeah. I think that's going to have to be a game. Like, guess what Chanel is? Well, she's not black. Yeah. Not fully, anyways. We've established that.
She's like The Rock. But a girl version. Yeah. You don't know what's going on. But there's some black in there somewhere.
Is there? Like, I just... He yeah, just looks Rock. Hawaiian.
Yeah,
like,
it's Hawaiian and black and something else. I don't know.
I bet I know.
I don't know.
I just don't want to say it because I think we've got a lot in common yeah. nationality-wise. I just don't want to... drop any hints.
Yeah. Like, Chanel's Filipino. No. So, I spoke about me. What about you? What's going on?
So I want to say this first, though. So we have talked about him, and we will talk about me in a second. But let's mm-hmm. talk about why. Let's intertwine the two of us okay. before we individualize ourselves. So we've gotcha. Got the first guy, right? And then we found each other on Facebook. I mean, we went to the same high school, so we've known each other.
Mm-hmm.
But on Facebook, we like to debate.
Yeah, true.
We like to like post provocative things,
mm-hmm.
and then let people debate
true.
on our posts. We do, and, yeah.
Yeah,
that and so I think I came on, I was on his Facebook page a couple times and I would like rebuttal or, you know, definitely yeah. debate other people.
AKA and, always disagree with me.
I never, I don't no, think I've, yeah, I think I came to your defense a few times. I think,
yeah, you did.
And, cause I, and I know women. This, yeah, yeah, and I yeah. know it because I got the messages from the women.
Yeah.
In my...
You're a traitor.
Yeah, like, you're a traitor. How could you say that? Are you transgender?
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
But it was an insult. She wasn't... She knew, like, I mean, you know, like, it was wow. like, you're acting like you're trans... Which, to me, is insulting.
Acting
like
you're transgender?
You just put wow. down all transgender people. Yeah. Like... That didn't hurt my feelings.
No.
Like, yeah, no, I'll flip the script on anybody.
Yeah.
But so that's how it started. And, like, we're kind of clever and cunning, too. So it's not
yeah.
easy for people to get away with that stuff. So how... So that's how we kind of really got started on this thing. Because, like, we just have this conversation kind of stuff where we just kind of pick up where each other leaves off. We...
Yep.
Even though, like, it's, like, great because it's, like, we're two separate people. We have our own views on the world and mm-hmm. we're the opposite sex.
True.
But when it comes to, like, just, like, being human, you know what I mean?
Being a nice
it's
person.
Not that yeah. hard. Yeah. But I think it's hard for a lot of people out there. But it's not
hard
that...
to be a nice person.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah. So we end up, like, kind of coming together on that stuff. And,
yeah.
So I think that we're a good team because it's, like, so we're going to give you guys two different personalities,
mm-hmm.
two different sexes.
Mm-hmm.
Different races, right?
True.
So there's all these different walks of life. We've
true.
Both had different experiences on the face of this earth.
Yeah.
I think we could say.
Yeah,
and,
no, it's definitely
and,
a 180.
And that's the best part.
A single bachelor, and she's been married for 14 years.
I
so
think so. It feels
have,
like it's been 100 sometimes.
Yeah.
And then when we're, like, doing great, it feels like it's only been 2 years.
I know,
so.
Right. I just met him last week. But so about you, Chanel.
Yeah, so I've been married for a very long time. I've got 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. I could have a couple running around out there that I don't know about yet. I'm that busy. I'm super busy. I teach art. I coach cheer. I do anything that you can. Yeah, I'm just a busy woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, so I'm not a comedian like Anthony. He does stand-up, which is great. And I appreciate and I give so much props and mad respect to people that can do that, because if you ask me to, like, write a joke or, like, I'm gonna write a joke right now, I'm gonna shoot you, I literally could. It would probably
yeah.
be something like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
And I would try to think of something, like, existential or clever, right?
You're like,
but
knock,
I can't,
knock.
Yeah, knock, knock. Who's there? Hitler?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't. I'm not good at that. But, like, I'm good at the banter. When I'm around funny people or I'm around entertaining people, like, I can throw stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
I like being funny that way. And comedy is my best medicine, honestly. I'm super stressed all the time. I'm
sure.
tired all the time. I'm
no,
busy all the
sure.
time. And, like, but, like, I'm on the outside. I'm happy all the time. Like, it's just,
yeah.
like, there's so much to be happy about. And so, like, I am one of those, like, disgusting people that you'll
yeah.
see skipping around town, like, you know, singing songs
morning,
from,
yeah, say, yeah.
At 7 o'clock in the morning. No, it's worse. It's like 5:36, yeah, I'll be walking down the street singing, like, The Sound of Music. Yeah. It's, like, it's disgusting. No. Like, all those people that you want to punch in the face that are running when it's cold outside at, like, 4:30. Yeah, I'm one of those people. Like, I'm a morning person.
You know what's crazy is I'm actually starting to become that. Like, I'm kind of a night owl.
I think you do when you're older.
Yeah, it's, like, weird. Like, I can totally understand going through your whole day, having a whole productive day, and then just being like, hey, I'm going to eat dinner, I'm going to watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, and then I'm going to sleep.
Exactly, you're going to sleep, and then you wake up because you've gotten that sleep.
Yeah, you're up and at you're like 6. Yeah, you're up at 6, and you're like making coffee and doing
seeing grown like people Snow shit. White, all the animals are, you know, flocking in. And I got, that's how it rolls. Like,
I got half
older.
A magazine folded that I'm not really reading, but looking at all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and when, see, like, the thing is, like, when you're young, like, you stay up as late as you can sometimes. And even if you don't want to, like, when you're in high school and you're studying and all that, like, you don't necessarily want to stay up, but you got to do it anyways.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, like, you stay up even later because there's always that one friend that might be drunk or, you know, or or your relationship drama, whatever. You know, you're always staying up late, and then you wake up and you're like, that sucked last night. Yeah. Like, you're hella moody, you know, and then, and then you're, like, driving down the street at, like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning or something, and you see people jogging, and you're just like, fuck those assholes.
Yeah, right.
Fuck them.
Yeah. A fucking loser over here.
Yeah. Who the hell runs at 5? That shit's stupid.
I just went to sleep at 2.
Yeah. For real. And then you, like, you're older, and, like, you realize that you need sleep, so you try to sleep earlier. I have gone into one of those cycles before where I was, like, binge-watching something, like, to get my mind off of, you know, like, you find a good show. Like, on Netflix.
The Normal Demons.
And, like, you have 4 kids, right? So, like, you can't watch TV. Like, it doesn't matter how many TVs you have.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to watch something at some point in the day to make sure that you can't watch what you want to watch. So you might stay up late all night watching something. And, like, you're having fun while you're doing it. But, like, you're watching the clock. So you're like, I got to go to sleep, got to go to sleep. Yeah. And most of the times you fall asleep. And, like, so even, like, when you got to get up, like you know, you want to sleep, like, another hour. But it's, like, 5 o'clock. They got to go out, right? Yeah. They got to pee, too, in the morning. You're like, hi, guys. You guys are so okay, let's go outside.
Yeah, and dogs are always super hyped in the morning, too.
Yeah. And that's what makes you happy when you're older.
Yeah.
Somebody's happy to see you. Nobody's happy to see you in high school.
Shit,
And if they look like it, they're fucking lying.
That's true. I know, right? Maybe that's why I'm a big hater on women, because nobody's happy to see me.
See you. I think it comes down to friendship, too, with women, though. Like, as a woman, to give you guys another view, like...
Yeah, true.
I think half the women in my life are not happy to see me.
Yeah.
And I think my mother is on the other half. She's really happy to see me. She's just like, okay, she's still alive, so that's good.
Yeah. Moms are nice like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tea Kool-Aid. So I'm assuming I'm about to talk all weird here.
I'm assuming that.
I'm talking like Cardi B. I'm like, shmoney.
Did she do that?
Yeah, she's like, show me the shmoney. And she made like a bird sound. I can't make the bird sound. I'm not talented like that. The meaning of Tea Kool-Aid. So. We actually had a little bit of a disagreement. We started on the same principle, but then I tried to, like, you know, dress some stuff up.
Did you find, like, another meaning to it?
I did.
Originally it was spilling the tea means, like, when you're gossiping on people, right?
Yes. Pay attention, everybody. Yes. We're telling you what tea Kool-Aid means.
So you're spilling tea on people. It means, you know, you're about to, you know, hey, girl, let's go to coffee today. I'm going to go spill some tea. It's going to be fun.
Yes,
you hear
bitch,
what happened
yes.
to Gabby? Oh my God! You know,
yes, queen. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what spilling tea is usually.
Yes.
And then drinking Kool-Aid. Do you want to explain that one? Or
yeah, it's just buying into the whole process.
Exactly.
It's like whenever somebody, you know, starts spilling the tea, no matter how much you try to fight it or resist gossiping and going down that route, you're just like. You know what? I don't like Brad either. You know, fuck Brad. That's sorry, motherfucker, Brad.
Right? Wait, can you say that one more time? I just gotta, like, that was great. Can you just say it one more time? Just say,
you sorry, motherfucker, Brad.
Yes.
Right? But that's
probably the best thing I've heard all week. It's like Thursday, and I hear a lot of shit.
There you go. I'll be here all week. No, not literally. Yeah. Not literally. But yeah, no. Like, as soon as you start spilling the tea, people are going to start drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's true.
And they're going to come in, they're going to join, and boom. Now you got seven women, seven dudes, whoever your group is, that hate Brett.
Now I'm starting to like feel like a little bit guilty, like, because I'm guessing I spill a lot of tea.
I would agree with you, yeah. But I mean, that's your job now.
How many times, though, have people really drank? Are you guys drinking my Kool-Aid? Oh, my God.
They're drinking a Kool-Aid.
That's deep.
They're drinking a Kool-Aid that we're giving.
That's deep. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm serving Kool-Aid.
And we people, are.
And my friends
what
drink
what flavor is it?
Purple.
There you go. It wouldn't be tea Kool-Aid if she said grape or
no,
cherry or something weird.
No.
It's red or purple.
Yes, it is.
Blue?
Who wants blue?
Yeah.
I do. It's like the white kid in the back. Like, I see, I even know that, too.
Yeah.
And, like, I was not, yeah, I was raised where it was, like, my mom, like, used to make Kool-Aid without sugar.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
what
just...
What do you mean, blue raspberry?
Yeah,
it's
and
blue.
My friends would be like, yeah, what is this blue stuff? Yeah. I'll take the Sunny D in the morning. Yeah, no, they weren't messing with the blue stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
I know, and that's what we wanted though. It's like we wouldn't like green, blue.
No. You never ask for what the actual fruit is.
Yeah.
It's like color.
It's just green, blue, red,
orange,
purple, orangish, and then there's like an orangish one too. It's like tropical punch. It's like it might be like a rosy red.
Yeah. Diffuse you and shit. They're like mixed berry.
I've done that.
Yeah.
They make the best popsicles. My kids were like, their minds were blown. They're like, what is this Kool-Aid stuff?
Yeah.
They start like walking around the kitchen like smacking packets like it's drugs. Like, oh my God, we're going to make some Kool-Aid popsicles. It's going to be awesome. They have no idea. Those poor kids.
That's funny. I didn't think that people still drink Kool-Aid anymore. Because, okay, so here's my thing.
Yeah.
I know this is an explanation show, and we'll get back to that in a second. But I was just thinking, no, I wasn't thinking this. I was thinking this for a long time. I have never seen... I haven't seen a black person eating watermelon in forever.
I've honestly never have seen a black person eat watermelon ever. And, like, I grew up with, like, or my grandparents, like, when they had the family reunions, they had, like, the barbecues and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon was never there.
Yeah,
I'm saying. It was never there.
Yeah, that's what's up. It was always other fruits, the strawberries, peaches, and grapes, whatever.
I think it's
but
a
watermelon?
Myth.
I
went to one of my friend's house, like, and they're black, and they had a watermelon that had a tap on it, and they poured vodka in it, so I don't know if that, but I mean, like...
That's just creative, and
yeah, that's
sounds
just
refreshing.
Creative,
yeah.
Exactly. And I think they made a joke about it, like...
Just a what?
I think they might have made a joke about it.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember what the joke. I just because I was drinking the vodka and the watermelon, so I just don't remember. But like, I think I'm pretty sure it was funny, and I was thinking about it that night, and I was like, I think this is the first encounter I've seen a black person and a watermelon in the same room.
That's okay. I feel like we need new stereotypes for black people. I mean, it would be easy, I would imagine. But.
So now we're spilling the tea on black people. But just keep going with that. So because we want you guys to get the thing.
Yep.
So
it
do
goes
black
around.
People really like chicken that much?
I think everybody likes chicken.
That's what I'm saying.
Except
like
for vegans
and
vegetarians.
I mean, everybody likes chicken.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't like chicken?
Yeah, I don't. Mm.
So if you're like black, like, do you just like? Do people just like, well, they must like this.
Yeah, they
like,
always have chicken jokes and chicken recipes.
And I think it's the same thing for cocoa butter because I've never... Do you know how many white folks that I know use cocoa butter?
Really?
And they're like, yeah, and they're like... and I've had a couple girlfriends... Because we have that kind of relationship where we joke around about our races.
Mm-hmm.
It's like about like Asian friends, Indian friends, cocky. Mm-hmm. I have so many different kinds of friends. Like, we're all over the board, right?
Yeah.
And they'll joke about like... we can have those jokes and they'll say like, you know, yeah, like I got this like cocoa butter stuff. It's like oil now. And I'm like, huh. Like, I just... And then like when they find out I hate the smell of cocoa butter, they're like, well, aren't you like... partially or like a quarter like I know it's in you somewhere like but I don't know the percentage but like don't like ever doesn't everybody use that and I'm like
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I never liked the smell.
Really? You never liked the smell of cocoa butter.
I never liked the smell. Mm. I can stand, like, the cocoa butter oil. Like, I like coconut oil. I use coconut oil. Like, Matt has a... My husband uses it more than I do. Yeah. He's got, like, a gallon jar.
Yeah,
I'll take a picture of the gallon jar. Yeah. He's got, like, a gallon jar of coconut oil underneath his bathroom cabinet. Because it's hella moisturizing. And it's, like, an antibacterial. So you can use it, like, as, like, an ointment. Like, you can use it for everything, right?
This is also... Chanel has a blog as well. You guys got to pay attention to it. She just gave you a little bit of... I don't know.
Skincare advice?
Yeah. Exfoliation advice?
You can do everything with that stuff.
Yeah.
Everything. And I've done it.
I'll give you that kind of advice, too. It works. I'm not lying. Let's just put it this way. I've never went to...
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I've never been to Walgreens to buy... lubrication or anything like that, but I have a giant gallon of cocoa butter underneath my sink right now. Coconut oil. Yeah, see, now I don't even know what I'm talking about. Coconut oil, and it has like a hint of coconut, like when you're cooking with like coconut milk or something. Because like I don't know what cocoa butter even is. Like it just doesn't even like I don't
so
even know
wait,
what it is.
Wait. So you guys' private parts just smell like coconut?
No, I'm not. You know what? I'll be honest. If I said I put it on my knees that day, there might be a chance that I'm wearing yoga shorts and it was somewhere else.
Okay.
I would say there's like a, yeah, it's like a 70% chance that it's probably somewhere else. I'm just wearing yoga shorts and my knees and they're hella moisturized, but... You know, whatever I used in the shower.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It works.
Okay. Yeah. She painted a picture for you guys.
Yeah, like, when my white friends, when they come over and they smell like coconut butter, they're like, are you using coconut butter? Cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Coconut. See, no, like, I just like the word coconut. I think that's it. It's just the word coconut. Cocoa butter. Yeah, coconut. Some of my white friend, like, or if like oh, I have like a white friend, they come over and they smell like cocoa butter. I get this like sniff, and it's like I look like the Tyrannosaurus Rex in like Jurassic Park. I'm like sniffing shit out, like my head like moves. And I'm just like, and I start you kind of like hear like a growl. I might drool a little bit. I don't know. I just don't. The smell does something to me, and I'm just not a cocoa butter fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never have been.
Oh wow.
People told me to like rub it.
That's crazy.
I know. It's just like
I thought that's like in your roots. That's like in your DNA. I thought.
No, my grandmama used like olive oil and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I used like when I was pregnant, I didn't get like all those like terrible stretch marks like everywhere. Mm-hmm. I used olive oil.
Gotcha.
Like I'd be like in the kitchen cooking pasta, and I'd be like, oh, let me put some on my stomach right now, like real quick. And I'm like, I was like always pregnant, like for like 5-6 years there. I was, like,
yeah,
always pregnant.
Yeah, believe it. 4 kids. Yeah.
I was always pregnant. So I was just like always. People was like, how do you guys go through so much olive oil? Like it's in my food, in my skin, I'm like, yeah, it was everywhere. Yeah, I can, and olive oil has a smell too, but like
it does.
It's not like as potent to me.
It's cocoa butter.
I think it's just like, you know what? I've been around a lot of people that also, like in high school, like that scent, that was cool.
Associated with bad people?
Yeah, it was like vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
They had this color. Yeah, it was like, they'd have this scent, it was called like vanilla butter.
Yeah.
And it just gave me a headache. Yeah, it gave me a freaking headache. And so every time I smell cocoa butter, I think of like that vanilla butter.
Vanilla smell, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I gotcha.
It hits like a little nerve. Maybe I did hate high school. I thought I had fun, even though like you know you have your ups and downs, right? But I thought I had a blast. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm just this.
Yeah, no. Maybe I'm looking back and I thought it was fun.
I don't know. I thought I had hella fun.
Making my way downtown.
That was weak.
I know. It was.
Oh no.
I never commit. Tea Kool-Aid. Well, you want to explain the tea part, and then I'll jump into the whole Kool-Aid thing.
You know?
Okay, so you guys know how when the whole term spilling the tea, it's like gossiping, talking mm-hmm. about people and everything. So, we decided to take that a little bit further. We came up with this whole saying. Now you better make me say it wrong too, like you did. The saying is, spilling the tea and drinking the Kool-Aid. So it means you're gossiping about people, and when you're gossiping, it, you know, it never fails. Somebody's always going to be like, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, joining in with you, and spilling the tea with you. So that's what tea and Kool-Aid is about. We'll make it clear. I'm looking in the camera right now. We'll make it clear another time. We'll explain it again. But tea and Kool-Aid, spilling tea,
drinking Kool-Aid.
That's all it is.
That was so easy. Like,
all right, so now let's wait. So everybody understands tea, Kool-Aid. So now let's go on and talk about what, you know, going to happen with the show. So what we plan on doing is taking two Kool-Aid on the road, you know, doing some shows at locations. We have the park or cafeteria 15 and L. Yeah, that's booked solid. We have a guest coming up. Well, we have two guests.
Yeah.
We got two guests that are going to be on the show pretty soon here. So, you know, we're definitely excited about that. Sacramento people, too. So, you guys are definitely going to know the names if you don't know the faces.
Wouldn't you say that people would know Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Everybody knows Baker. We're just going to say Baker just to tease you a little bit so you guys can get it. So, we got you guys. We're going to be on location. Tea Kool-Aid is primarily, you know, podcast. We talk about relationships so far lately. But, you know, we talk about everything. Nothing's pretty much off topic. And if you do listen to our opening intro, you know, it kind of says that whole thing as well, too. So, yeah, I mean, Tea Kool-Aid, in a nutshell, is a show about nothing. Where me and Chanel just pretty much, you know, go back and forth. And all kind of hilarity about everything from Jamie Foxx hitting women with his penis in the face, or what's attractive to women. It's all over the place. So we can talk about anything. Or if a hot dog is a sandwich. Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
No.
Yeah. Well, the rumor is a hot dog is a sandwich.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
No, and it's like, I can't, no, it's not. It's not.
Hot dog is a sandwich.
I can explain it, but, like, the thing is, like, we have this running joke about, like, my race, and if I get too into it, I will definitely expose myself. And what race I am. I almost said the word, too, and I was about to hit you with a little, another whole nother language, but I kept it in, but it is not.
Okay. The hot dog is not a sandwich.
No, it is not.
Tish, you know.
I guess, I mean, technically you can cut up a hot dog and put it in between two pieces of bread.
You could.
And make a sandwich out of a hot dog.
True.
But a hot dog.
But what constitutes a sandwich, though?
Because,
okay. You need two pieces of bread for a sandwich? Is that what you're saying?
No, I do not. And I Googled this once, so I'm not going to volunteer a little fly trap.
I tried to get distracted. It didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
So anyway, yeah, we got a lot in store.
Mm-hmm.
With the own location stuff, with the subjects that we talk about and everything. We got guests lined up. Everything is getting big for us right now. There was something that I wanted to mention in regards to our on the road stuff. There's something that I wanted to mention.
Probably Orchid Tie.
Say that again?
Orchid Tie.
Oh, Orchid Tie. Yeah, there is Orchid Tie. And there's karaoke there as well, too, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's going to be fun.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. I'm very good at karaoke.
I'm so, no, like, I'm with you. I'm not.
I just go to have a good time.
Like, people close their eyes and they're like,
yeah, they're really trying to sing.
They're like, is Lady Gaga here?
Yeah.
It's like, it's freaking fantastic.
It turns into like a Japanese place all of a They're all serious about their karaoke. Why are Japanese so serious about their karaoke? Okay, I did it again.
I'm not Japanese, though. Like, that was the, now they're going to think you're playing around. They're like, why are Japanese? He wasn't talking about me. I'm not Japanese. No. I'm actually not.
Yeah, no, her name is not Chanel Suzuki.
No, it'd be like, you meant like Chanel-san? Chanel-san?
Yeah, Chanel-san. So no Chen.
Chanel-chan. I like that. Now people are arguing. I think I'm Japanese.
I know, right? Yeah. That's gotta be hella aggressive though. Like,
Chanel-san!
Why do they talk like that?
So aggressive.
I love it.
Them in Russians, Germans, it's a very aggressive language. It's not cute at all. No.
I know.
But no, you guys definitely got to stay tuned to Two Geek and Kool-Aid. Oh, here's a cool thing as well, too. So if you guys think on the show with us, you want to be on the podcast, we're fully transparent. You know, hit us up online. Go to tkoolaid.com. Hey, my name is so-and-so. Put the subject in there. Hey, I want to be on the show. Give us a little, tidbit on you, what you got going on, and we'll get you on the show for sure. Mm-hmm.
Unless you tell me that you're like, how it should be included in the LBGT whatever community, like, because like you think that it's like another, then I'm probably not gonna have you on.
You gotta pay.
Go ahead, join. Join. Come on.
The joy. We'll have fun.
I'm gonna like tase one of them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like stump his. Like he's not gonna hate me. I'm gonna castrate him.
It's a trap.
Yeah. It's a trap. I'm gonna get you, motherfucker.
It's like that TV show with Chris Hansen where they get the pedophiles.
To catch a predator. Yeah. Come on the podcast. We love pedophiles. We love you.
We love you guys.
I love me some pedophiles.
Promise you, there's no police waiting outside.
There's none whatsoever. And I've got 4 kids, 2 boys and 2 girls.
And we got alcohol and condoms and candy.
And dogs.
It's a straight party. Yeah. It's
a straight party. It's going to be fun.
Come on by. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's no. T-Cool. See? T-Cool right there.
I got him distracted. Yeah, yes. So that's how I play a part in this picture.
Definitely. I'm going to look at the camera again. Definitely get on the show. Go to the website. Fill some stuff out. Be like, hey, I want to be on Two Kool-Aid podcast. And, it's going to be a good time.
Negative that can happen.
Nothing
from
at all.
All
nothing
good
at
stuff.
All.
It's fun.
Exactly.
Good times, man.
Exactly. And last but not least, I want to tell you guys about the cool thing we got going on right here. I don't know if Chanel knows about it yet, but I was thinking about it as I was driving over here, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. So, we need likes. We need ratings.
It's true.
We need these things on all platforms, not just iTunes, not just, Google Play or whatever you use. Whatever your favorite thing is, we need ratings on that and on some other stuff as well, too. So, we have this thing we're going to kick off. Chanel doesn't know about it yet. But here's what it is. We have gifts. So, anybody who gives us a bunch of likes, ratings, or anything like that, we got a special gift for you. But there's a kicker with it, right? So we're going to give gifts to 2 people, right? Okay, so people tell me I look like Wayne Brady a lot, so I came up with this idea here. It's almost like a zonk. Right? So, one, somebody's going to get a tea Kool-Aid gift pack, which is just going to be tea and Kool-Aid. You're just going to get a whole bunch of Lipton tea, and you're going to get a whole bunch of Kool-Aid.
Who doesn't like tea and Kool-Aid?
Tea and Kool-Aid, right? Boom, that's your zonk. And the special prize, you guys got to give us likes. And whoever gives us likes, whoever gives us comments and all that whole jazz, we'll reach out to you. We'll slide in your DMs and say, hey, you're the winner. Here's what it is. And I don't want to give it away yet, but Chanel's going to give away my twin right now.
He looks like Wayne Brady, man. Look at that. Like, wait, watch this.
Okay,
so now they can't see you.
Okay, here, I'm going to smile like him.
Hey, Anthony. How are you doing? Oh, I'm good. I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing great.
How are you doing, Chanel? Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing great.
We talk like that?
Like, everybody, I never get, like, every single time I do somebody's voice, do you know?
Oh, yeah, it's like completely off. Yeah.
When I say I'm Matt, I'm like, I don't know, baby. I don't know. Yeah. It's just, like, so off.
I've found
that. And then
my
dogs talk like they're hella dumb.
I found that women always make men sound hella dumb.
Do we?
Dude, I'm just a regular guy. Yeah. Just want to eat sandwiches and go to sleep and get PJs.
I love you.
Yeah, you just, oh, I love you, babe. You're hella dumb. You're just a dumb man.
You dopey dum-dums.
Yeah. Women are so awesome, but, it's just dumb guys.
I think, the worst voices I give to are, women. Because, like, what? I don't even give it to them. Like, I, like, when we were talking to Oprah that one time, and I was like,
you do the Valley
Oprah's asshole, like, closed up, and it was like, yeah. You know, it's like, I don't even give them the opportunity to have a voice. It's like, the asshole's talking to me. This shit's fucked up.
Yeah. So, that's what's going on with Tea Kool-Aid, man. We got a special prize. I got keep saying it over and over again because you guys are gonna like the prize. It's not a tablet. It's not nothing weird and simple. Something dope. It may be two zonks. You never know. It may be two things of tea and Kool-Aid. You never know. You just gotta give us a rating, give us a like. Come on, leave us a comment. That's all we need.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless you want me to, like, ask, like, every single person that I know out there, I'm about to just start asking.
That would be great.
Like, can I have your phone real quick?
We're actually
just
pleading.
Just let me see your phone.
Yeah.
And then I might, like, start looking through your photos, though, or looking through I'm just going to be like, let me just, like, get your phone, but I'm, like, really trying to get dirt on people. And then I'm like, if you don't say on Tea and Kool-Aid, like, if you don't go to, like, iTunes and be like, this is, like, the best damn show I've ever... I'm going to send this picture out to everybody. I already sent it to my damn self.
I emailed it.
Blacking people. That'd be funny.
Oh, let's see if this works. So, I wanted to show you something while I have the camera on. No.
Here are some TV shows.
Showing me something. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Play T...
No, what?
That's all you have to do. And Tea Kool-Aid's up. And
that literally worked.
And it's playing Tea Kool-Aid Podcast. You guys can do it. It's a piece of cake. You don't even have to worry about stuff. My volume was already down, but let me turn the volume up.
I'd like to consider myself a pretty smart person sometimes. My mind was just like, blown.
Yes.
Blown, man. I ask Suri the stupidest shit sometimes, but I literally never considered asking her, hey, Suri, play. That was like,
so
that was
amazing. You did it on there. All right, let's see if I could try it on another one just to show you guys.
That was amazing.
Well, I have an iPhone, so it's
I do too.
It's all weird. Oh, here it is. It's on actually Google. So let me go to Google and let's do this. Okay, Google. Play Tea Kool-Aid Podcast. It's frozen. What's going on? Hold on. Let's start over. Play Tea Kool-Aid Podcast. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
I told you. They know we're here. They know we're there.
I know.
See, I'm telling you.
So you only can do it once. All right, well, I can't get it on Google to work. I know. But this one works. Play Tea Kool-Aid Podcast. Play Tea Kool-Aid Podcast. Don't be weird. Play Tea Kool-Aid Podcast. Oh, my internet's not working. Yeah, it's getting all fuzzy.
Yeah, it's getting all... Mine too.
Well, we... No, we're not fuzzy on there, I know. So we're
using most of this.
But I just showed you guys. All you have to do is say, play Tea Kool-Aid Podcast, and it works.
My mind was blown.
I.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, my mind is super blown. I'm like, wow. Does it work on your phone real quick?
No, here. My phone doesn't... You're asking a really... Siri's so upset with me these days. She doesn't even talk to me anymore. She's not like watching me like... Bitch, be cool. And then my phone's going to shock me. And we go to bed for like 2 days.
Like,
okay, hold on.
You talking to chatty. Not doing what you say. Try it out. Let's see.
Suri, play Tea Kool-Aid.
No, you got to say podcast. Oh, it's... It just worked. She just opened it. Boom. Tea Kool-Aid. Logo.
She answered the question. She didn't even ask, like,
no,
what do you mean by Tea Kool-Aid?
What do you mean? Did you mean peace?
I was like, trying to tell me what to do. Suri knows.
Hey, don't tell a strong, independent woman what to do. Okay.
It is playing.
It's
Hold on, let me turn it off.
It's playing. That was so dope. Was
you
dope.
Were like,
see, I told you.
You gotta say podcast. She was like, I know. She's like, let me get that Tea Kool-Aid right now. She's like, bam. Before you even done, she's like, bam.
I don't need you.
Suri knows.
Sorry, knows already. We're down. Man.
That was crazy.
I can't believe she hates me.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I'm sorry. Suri and I are simpatico. It's I won't even say her name that loud. It's like, it's Alexa.
Oh.
I fucking hate that bitch.
Yeah. You have Alexa?
Don't. Yeah. It's like going into a bathroom when it's dark and putting your hands in the mirror and saying, like, Mary, Candy Mary.
Candyman.
Yeah, don't do it.
No, do you have Alexa?
Yeah.
Or do you have a...
I do.
Okay.
She's everywhere, and she's, like, always listening. I'll say something like, okay, yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Just so you guys know, this works on Alexa, too. So, all of them. Google Play.
Why does
Google? It works. It works on the Amazon girl. We'll call her Wonder Woman.
She's like, I'm here. That bitch Chanel has been fighting with me for weeks now, but I'm going to win this fight.
She's like, I'm standing right behind you guys.
Amazon bitch is here. Yeah. Who do you think you're talking to? And then you just like hear a bunch of clap sounds. Like, in between that, she's like, clap me off.
I'm just running. I just leave.
Amazon girl is here. I'm telling you, she's crazy. You don't fuck with that bitch. Her name's like three times in my house.
The whole point of it was, I was trying to say that it works on there too. So you can try it. You can do it on any of them.
Yes,
any
you can.
Of them. Alexa, or excuse me. I mean, I thought I could say her name because she don't know me.
I unplugged her in here, but it's like. Okay.
So she would cut on.
Everywhere.
She would cut on and be
she's
like.
She's in my
Googling,
bathroom. She's
right
in
now.
My kitchen. Yeah. She's in my hallway downstairs. She's that bitch is everywhere. I'm surprised, like, because there's an echo in here. I'm surprised she didn't hear
she
it, like,
didn't
right
it
down
out.
There. She's like right, like literally like right down there. She like. She hears like a look, and she's like, I'm here!
Aloe vera.
Yeah. God, she just jumps out of nowhere.
Oh, that's not good.
And I tell her, like, turn it down. She's like, no, bitch! Yeah. She's like, oh, we fight all the time. We fight all the time.
It's a love-hate relationship.
I don't love her. Yeah. She doesn't love me. There's no love. We just hate each other. She doesn't like my voice. I don't like her comeback. She thinks she's so cute. I can't do it.
Do you guys work together?
We live together. Thank God we don't work together. But we do live together.
You know how women don't like coworkers. That's funny. But yeah, everything works. Except for Spotify.
Right? Don't. I thought you were going to say that. Yeah,
I was
like, she's
right.
I thought you were going to say that.
No.
I saw it coming.
No. Everything except for Spotify, we're good to go on. So you can just use that same trick that I just tried. Pain the Tea Kool-Aid podcast. It's going to work. Oh, you don't even have to say podcast now as you guys saw.
All you have to say is Play Tea Kool-Aid.
Play Tea Kool-Aid. Damn.
And now I'm expecting like Aaron down there to be like, I can do that shit too.
Yeah. It works. Like, I set it up. It works on her.
I am better than Siri.
Yeah. I play it
like
faster.
Starting to fight. And my phone starts like tweaking out. Siri's like, fuck that.
She's like asking you say anything. Did you want me to play Tiki? Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm gonna kill you. No, like, I swear, and I have this fear, like, Matt, like, I know he's knocked out, but, like, he's asleep in there. But, like, I feel like he's awake and he's hearing this, and he's like, I'm gonna get her tomorrow. I'm gonna wake up, and like, I'm gonna hear, like, Siri's gonna be like,
Yeah.
I'm having nightmares.
Yes.
I'm not gonna dream or sleep tonight because of gamma rays and
Alexa. Oh girl.
Yeah. I'm like, see, if I say her name differently, like sometimes she won't answer. If I'm like Alexa. It's like Hermione, like, it's Wingardium Leviosa. Like, if you say it like the right way. Yeah. So yeah, we just don't like each other.
So
fine with it.
We're good to go now.
You guys
saw the whole thing. You can just say the name to your phone. Boom, you kicked in. So there's no excuse now.
Especially for friends. It's just not nice.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. Oh,
so rude.
Here's the thing. So this is going to be another one right now. So here's the thing. There's a Jewish guy who just tried to run for Senate in California.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole platform was to be racist towards Jewish people. Yeah, he wasn't Jewish, but he was like a Jew hater. So he was like, spill all his hate towards Jews, and he got 50,000 votes just to say that hey, I don't like Jews. They're horrible people.
So I think what you're saying is if he didn't get
50,000 votes to say that he hates Jews,
we could at least get 50,000 people to just say, those are just humans. You think you don't have to vote for us? Like,
it's just a black guy and an Indian.